Chairman Brad Holton, I'll bring the meeting to order. President is Commissioner Brooks, Commissioner Van Beek. We have a 10:30 agenda item that we're starting promptly at 10:41. It's DSD General Business. There is one action item. Would we like to take care of that first?
Sure.
Okay, let's do that.
Commissioners, I'll go through a brief bit of history with this. On October 7th of this year, staff presented a certificate of non-compliance to the board. There was a structure that I think previously had a fire. And at that time, Commissioner Van Beek requested that we red tagged and abated the structure within 30 days. We recorded the certificate of non-compliance on the 16th of October. We sent that to the property owner in the mail. Then on October 29th, we sent out an order of abatement to the property owner, and a building inspector and the building official proceeded with getting a bid to remove that structure. Summarizing greatly, we got a bid for that when we presented it with to the property owner. We presented that abatement bid to the board. Where you requested, hey, there's a typo on here, please fix that. We received an updated bid from our contractor where we did have that typo fixed. Proceeding along on there, on December 4th, let me go forward just a tad on that. On December 5th, We sent out a second notice to the property owner and parties of interest that we received from our litigation guarantee that we had ordered. We scheduled the abatement of the property for yesterday, December 17th. We demoed that structure yesterday and it was completed. We have photographical evidence on there. So the project has been completed. This is a notice to put a lien on the property for the cost of that work, which was $5,100.
And you're going to include the ancillary costs with it for a total of $61,59.28, correct?
Yeah. I have that on that report right in front of me.
That's okay. I just want to make sure that what we put on the record is what we, so nobody comes back and says, well, that wasn't what we agreed to on the record. But Chairman, thank you, Josh. You're great. I appreciate the cleanup on this property. I'm for the abatement process. And I'll say, Chairman, it's less expensive, I think, if the property owner just agrees to keep his property clean. Some people are not able to do that, so the county has budget allocation in consideration of the neighbors and just wanting a clean county. And unless Commissioner Brooks has an objection,
I do not.
I move that the board signs the notice of lien on county parcel number R23273. For property located at 13516 Chrism Road in Caldwell. The amount of the lien, as I've stated, is $6,159.28. The county will be repaid at some point in the future. And we want a clean county. Thank you, Code Enforcement. Thank you, Development Services.
All right. Is there a second?
Second.
All right. Motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Yep. Thanks for your work on that. All right. All right. General business?
I don't have a lot to bring to you today. I did want to touch bases with you with the end of our CAV process is now complete. You all received that email from FEMA contractor day before yesterday. That was the last property. It was long. It was drawn out. But it's done. So,
it's done?
Great.
You had mentioned that passing in the hallway. Where is that? That's been one of two emails since we got into office that I've been getting. And then, so that's wonderful.
Chairman, I have a question for the director with that. It's a follow-up question. Evidently, we need some information. First of all, the federal level is gutting FEMA, I thought. So maybe, I don't know if you know anything about that. But with that process, the FEMA maps are changing. And so maybe just for the benefit of the because we don't deal with these very often, but the CAV process is an ongoing process with the county. There's going to be properties that are in and out depending on how the maps change. Tell us how much control we have over that process and how we're avoiding having properties that jeopardize the ability for taxpayers to get insurance.
Mr. Chairman, Commissioner Van Beek, so the whole FEMA maintains the flood maps, and granted, those maps are from 30,000 feet, map all the floodways within the open waterways through every county. And so what happens is rivers move, they ebb, they flow, but they are not to the detail level necessarily. They basically, those maps, you look at them from a property standpoint and a development standpoint, they basically provide reference if you need to, should be worrying about development in the floodplain or the floodway. And that then what happens is many times a property owner has to do the engineering studies, the flood studies, to document and provide to FEMA. That's where the LOMARs come from, engineering studies that are more specific. That's the way that FEMA gets more information, more specific information to an area. The CAV process, I believe, identified 78 properties or instances of within the county. I think that because we have a floodplain manager and we're in good standing with the state, now the feds, but we answer directly to the state floodplain manager, and they are, and he is in Department of Water Resources, have relationships, so they're, our floodplain manager works with them. If there's questions, we make sure that we're all on the same page, but by having a floodplain manager that is actively on top of our code and our program, I'm hoping that we don't end up with violation with CAV issues down the road. That's I believe what happened before our times with the county per se, is that it was a culmination of events over years that the county probably wasn't as active in policing the floodplain and having the floodplain ordinance or enforcing our own ordinance that got us to that situation. So now we have two certified floodplain managers on staff, one to back up. Our value is our main. But she works very closely with the Department of Water Resources, and we're trying to stay out of trouble going forward. Now, we went through that process a year ago, November, that took us off probation, so we didn't have extraordinary floodplain or flood insurance. However, we still had that one outstanding CAV to solve for that was submitted 2 years ago tomorrow to FEMA. The final documentation, it took 2 years to get approval on that. Whatever reason, government shutdown, FEMA not being whatever's going to happen to FEMA or not happen to FEMA, it's anybody's guess per se, but it was just such a cumbersome process. It's horrible. How many letters did we get? And you were all copying on this letter. Well, now we need this information. We don't agree. We got wrong information. The modeling information from FEMA itself. This last case was called into question because we submitted the information. They're like, well, that's an error. You can't have that. It's like our consultant went back and reviewed his work, and it was true what he was showing. And what he had calculated as elevations in question, and then in discussion with the contractor from FEMA, is like, oh, we got the wrong model. We have to send you a new model. And then, so he went and
it didn't take much work, but he reran his numbers with a new model, and magically the contractor signed off on it, and then it sat at FEMA for several more months through the shutdown, and then recently it was signed on, approved on November 27th. Granted, it has to be published in the National Register, that so it isn't necessarily effective until April, because that's that process. But we're actively, through our staff and our experts, trying to ensure that we're on top of the floodplain, and making sure we don't get in that situation again, if at all possible.
Yeah, and thank you for the feedback. I really appreciate it, and people listen to these records. I want to say that I was talking to the chief yesterday, and in the decade of time he served in Canyon County, he said this department has never run more efficiently or competently than the leadership that exists that's sitting in the room today. Thank you for what you do. It's just, when it doesn't run like it should, we get a lot of public feedback on it. And right now you are engaging with the community and the board in a way that I'm really proud of this department. You had a lot of cleanup work to do. It was a great find to have Josh come and be the assistant. I'm a huge fan of what you do and who you are. And thank you from the board, our hearts, for the work that you're doing. There's a lot of complicated stuff that would be easy to overlook. That's what demonstrated by what you're saying. Yeah.
You know, we're trying to restore our reputation with the public. And that's a daily endeavor.
Yeah.
And it's just being fair to everybody. And
well, the background, the history, it was fun. I had a question that Josh came down. So your background and your educational credentials are really fun to talk about, and so are yours, and the proof that you have in the community, which I always try to highlight, because it's such a great model for how we should develop in the county, and that's been lacking with standards and different things. So it's really a dynamic team, again, worth highlighting. Thank you. I just have so much respect for you and what you do, and it's not easy to get trained in long-range urban, rural planning, all of that, but the testimony really is there. And so I like to put kudos on the record. And
you're very good at it.
Well, it's true. People need to be encouraged. The public service can be a hard gig to be in, but boy, this sure deserves some celebration. Thank you again.
So I'll just put on the record that about 4 years ago, we had a commissioner that was seemingly doing daily trips, if not more than once a day, and interfering and being involved in day-to-day operations of DSD, which at the end of that commissioner's tenure, DSD was at less than 30 employees. Many of the historical knowledge employed employees chose to transfer out of DSD. So we got here in this stinking mess, not by accident. And so I appreciate you as a team digging our way out of that mess that you did not create, and you're not responsible for causing it, but you have absolutely taken a hold of this and have turned it around, and you are changing the reputation.
We're not done yet.
We have a ways to go, but I just want that on the record. And so in the near future, if there's confusion about this, I would be more than happy to get way more specific than what I've just put on the record. So let the responsibility lie with who created it. I don't need to get into the minutia this morning. It's unwarranted. But I want it on the record that there was a reason and a cause that produced the problem, and we're dealing with it, pulling it down. And this is what this board's done on several different areas. We haven't ran to the public and whined and complained. We just rolled up our sleeves and started fixing it and making it better. And DSD is one of those children that we had to resuscitate and make alive again. So there you go.
Really proud to be such part of a great team in Canyon County. board leadership is good. We have great directors. We have high productivity. So,
Okay.
Public can be proud of the service that is being given in this community from local government.
Yeah. All right. Anything else?
Mr. Chairman, that's really all I have to talk about today.
Okay.
That's a lot.
If I could have the last word, sorry. You know, we had our Christmas party yesterday, and what that brought to attention is this is a 30-person team, and you heard Dan's presentation the last time we met about where we're at with those hearing cases, and that's not just a planning success story. That's a whole department success story. Our enforcement group is doing really well building. We're not a well-oiled machine because a machine does one thing well. We're doing 6 to 8 things very well, I think. And we don't get these accolades you just gave us without all those people. So,
right.
Thank you for...
I'm not a big fan of individual accolades with something like that because that's the reality there is that they're the wind beneath our wings, if you will. So
yeah, absolutely.
That's good teamwork and good leadership. Thank you for putting that on the record. There's a lot of support that goes behind... particularly like with this effort on the AOIs, Michelle Barron was a superstar in there. We get Dan Lister in the room the other day with an attorney, just really solid on his understanding of code at the local and state level. So it's you have so many good people, and they all deserve to be recognized.
Yeah. And in the middle of digging out of all of this, we had the new areas of impact lines to go through all of that per state statute to be done by the end of this year. And so we've had additional things that weren't even on the radar 2 years ago. So done well, doing well. We're working together to make it as good as we can make it for the public. So, all right, anything else?
With that good note, Chairman, I move that we adjourn.
All right.
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded for adjournment. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimously. Let's consider ourselves adjourned to the next agenda item. Thank you.